Sucker Punch. A dirty fairy tale, written and narrated by If Only You Would. Chapter 5. Eunice Edwards' Sudden Silence. Featuring the performer, Clumsy But Earnest. The next visit by our friend the Plungy took place 3 weeks to the day after the incident at Wanda Whitworth's house, and it was the one Simone was most nervous about being exposed to the public. For the subject in question, Eunice Edwards tended to be a bit of a chatterbox, even when she was by herself. And whether or not she showed it, her mind was constantly going, hardly taking time between sentences for a breath. Eunice, in fact, had purchased extra packets of squash because the heat where she lived had become quite unbearable, and she wanted to restore some of the energy she was sweating away. Eunice was more active than many of the people in her city. She often jogged the neighborhood, in nothing more than a sports bra and her jogging shorts, and hummed along to her favorite artist, Bubbles McLeod. In fact, the day she came to discover Simone's secret, she had just returned from a 10-mile jaunt to the edge of town. Catching her breath as she stepped into her kitchen, she ran to fan her sweaty body off by standing in the path of her open freezer door. The vapor rose and enveloped her skin, before she grabbed a large plastic bag filled with ice, swinging it over to the counter in front of her drawer. Like the others, she chose to prepare her punch in a large pitcher. She stretched to lift the container from its high shelf and placed it under the faucet, filling it up with cool water. She topped it off with 5 handfuls of ice, saving a stray piece to chew on before tossing the bag back into the freezer.
"I've been looking forward to you all morning,"
she said to the packet of punch. She ripped open the envelope and dumped the powdery, sweet-smelling dust into the pitcher. Her eyes didn't catch the shriveled pink dots that were a tad bigger than the rest of the punch mix. She did, however, see the card and read it aloud, giggling through much of it. After she had finished, her eyes traveled to the liquid, watching the stripes of color dissipate into the clear water.
"So, reward, huh?"
she pondered to herself, peering into the jug.
"Am I supposed to do something for it?"
Just then, 2 curious-looking eyes poked up from the liquid. Eunice giggled, gasping, slightly confused.
"What the heck is all this about?"
And then, quite unexpectedly, 2 more eyes popped up from the liquid. A mistake must have been made, for there were 2 plungies in a packet. However, Eunice was oblivious to this detail. She cocked her head to the side, giggling a little more and covering her mouth.
"Aw, you have a friend."
Not wanting to waste time, Eunice fished her hand inside and grabbed the ice cube one of the pumpkins had clutched on. She wondered aloud.
"I guess I have to find a home for you two, don't I? You can't live in my fruit punch anymore."
She felt the tentacles, tiny and tense, tickle her palm, and the chill of the ice cube melting her hand as the mini-squid inched up her wrist. Meanwhile, Plungy number 2 was scooting its way up the spoon, bounding its way to race the other creature, perhaps following in its suckery footsteps by rote. Either way, Eunice was amused by the cuteness and happily held her other palm open. As the first Plungy got higher, creating a slimy, fruity trail up her arm, the second had chirped to the other. Both froze in place, and Eunice was left wondering what might happen next. She told Simone later that she believed she saw them nod to each other. Then, acrobatically, the second Plungy twisted a tentacle and dangled from her wrist down to her knee, tickling up her thighs, seeking a shortcut to the satisfaction. Before she could react, Eunice felt the tentacles curl around her neck, and the spongy body of the first Plungy smoothly slide up her cheekbone. Still anticipating a cuddle, she felt the sucker's purse against her lips, the tentacle flicking against her nostrils and sending the punchy scent upward.
"What are you two doing?"
Eunice said, puzzled. Before she could say anything more, the puffkin had stretched its body over her mouth and tightened its grip against her face, around the underside of her ears. Her nervous breaths now muffled by the creature, pressed in a tight, awkward kiss, she shrieked as she felt the second slide its tentacles up around her hips, folding its body between the fabric of her shorts. She fumbled, rushing into the living room to look for her telephone, in case she had to call for an ambulance. But how would she speak, she wondered. What could she say? The soft puffkin wasted little time nestling into place over her clitoris, which was still warm from her exercise. But she was panicking a bit in her mind, and was struggling to breathe somewhat. As the plungy began its routine, Eunice relaxed a bit, relying on her nose to breathe and wondering if suffocation was part of the reward. But strangely, the silence of the room kind of lulled her into a calm trust, and her breathing got less erratic. She settled a bit, lying face up into the cushions of a couch. The presence of the plungies began to comfort her. Eunice had not felt threatened by their soft touch. While the suction of their skin against her most sensitive areas had been unfamiliar, she began to enjoy not having to speak all the time, and instead focused on her breaths. The sensation of warm, slippery air filling her mouth and blowing against her hardening clitoris actually began to relax her. And although the creature continued to smother her voice, she closed her eyes and felt the increased tension slipping and shifting against her pelvis. She lowered her fingers, guiding the warm, squeaky plungy against her clitoris and inching her hand under the strands of the squid's appendages, feeling the thin lines twist against the back of her knuckles. Her muffled moans began to punctuate, but her breathing remained stilted somewhat by plungy number one, which started to regulate her own breathing, holding it between the circular swirls that her hand had made between her mound. As the tension continued to build, she felt the plungy below slip lower, sliding its tiny smooth form down her lips, then slowly opening and wriggling its way inside of her. Eunice shuddered and let out a flustered squeak, muffled by the plungy, and continued to touch her clitoris as the satisfaction built towards a delightful crescendo. She felt the tentacle stretch around her wrist, guiding her hand from side to side as the spongy, air-filled creature pulsated and throbbed inside of her. Holding her breath certainly made her lightheaded, to the point that she hadn't noticed the plungy starting to enter her mouth, stroking its body against her tongue. Eunice began to feel the waves of her orgasm building. She braced herself, letting the sensations rumble deep in her toes and shaking up her legs. A warmth flooded her belly and she inhaled sharply one final time, holding it until she could no longer bear it. Then finally, succumbing to the intensity. The plungy twisted and throbbed, the strands pulling at the surface of her skin as she gyrated against her hand, an amazing explosion of energy spilling forth from between her legs. She gasped for breath, coughing and sputtering forth with lightheaded satisfaction. A giggle escaped her muffled mouth, momentarily forgetting the circumstances that led her to the couch in the first place. Then, quite suddenly, the plungy's Pavlovian obedience sent her into a frenzy. She felt the tentacles release their grip around her waist and pelvis, and the soft squishy body enter and squirm all the way inside of her. She gasped, leaving enough room for the other pufkin to slide down her throat. She momentarily gagged, before feeling the tentacles sink back into its body and swallowing its tiny form.
"Oh no,"
she said, panicked, finally able to take a normal breath. Her hand came to rest on the telephone, which had been buried in the couch cushions. She felt she needed to make a very important call.